What's up, cousins, and welcome to another session hosted by yours truly. Today's session, we are giving you a quick recap of this year's 2025 halftime performance by none other than the one and only Kendrick Lamar. Now, granted, this year's performance, I was definitely excited for it. I've always been a fan of Kendrick Lamar, not a super fan, but I've always been a fan of Kendrick Lamar and his work. I've always thought that he was always aesthetically captivating as a performer, and I've always loved the fact that he's always pushed a message in his music. So I was definitely one of those people, if not many, that was definitely excited to see him take center stage this year. And I will say he definitely did a great job and he did what needed to be done. But I must be honest, I definitely feel like I walked away from this performance having some slight mixed feelings just based off what I saw. Initially, the performance was just visually stunning. I still think it's visually stunning. And I actually messaged Shaquille and I had told him that I thought it was one of the best halftime shows of all time. Do I still stand by that? No. I think my initial reaction was more so based off of just emotion. The performance was just so captivating and just so visually stunning. And just the symbolism of all of it was just beautiful. And I still stand by that. But like I said, I feel as though I have huge mixed feelings on this performance, which I'm actually shocked at. We actually discussed a lot of that on the live, which was definitely very insightful. We had some cousins hop in and give their opinions, as well as Shaquille and I, of course, giving our initial reactions and also some notes that we had for the show. First things first, Kendrick's set was just amazing, and I love the whole use of the entire field and the way they turned it into a game. I want to say game controller slash street. So I do like that. It looked like we were just immersed into this music video or this just real time visual art. In an interview leading up to the performance, I believe with Apple Music, when asked what can fans expect from his performance, he stated storytelling, which we definitely got the storytelling. It was beautifully done, and it definitely met the mark when it came to storytelling. Kendrick has always been a prolific storyteller, so he definitely exceeded when it came to storytelling, and the set looked amazing. The dancers did a great job. I love the use of the dancers as the American flag and what that symbolized, and I just love the simplicity of it as well, and also just the whole use of the entire field. When we get into the grand scheme of a halftime show, it's great depending on what you're looking for. And for me, I assess everything. This performance, once we digest it, it will be considered critically one of the best halftime shows of all time. From a general public perspective, not many will regard it as that. Not many will get it. It's going to take some time for this performance to really truly digest and sit with us. It's not going to be an immediate favorite for a lot of people, I can definitely tell. With Kendrick being so intentional in everything he does, the average viewer will not get it. So I can understand why most people might say, oh, it was mid, oh, it was okay, I expected more. Because a halftime show is meant to be a spectacle. Usher, Shakira, J-Lo, Rihanna, Madonna, Lady Gaga, these people have all lived up to keeping that tradition going of making the halftime show a spectacle. And here you have Kendrick Lamar as the first rapper to ever headline the show solo. And he disrupted the whole pattern of it being just this whole spectacle, which, I mean, of course, he did bring the element, but not as much. The performance was not as flashy. It was not as animated or captivating in the sense of just, you know, that those elements of like fun, which is something that I mentioned on the live with Shaquille. The performance didn't really have that huge element of fun. It seemed like it had more of a serious tone, which, like I said, you know, Kendrick is a very prolific storyteller, and most of his performances do have more of a serious tone. And I definitely feel like with this performance, I wish he would have tapped more into that fun element and really drew us in, especially as general viewers, I wish he would have taken advantage of this performance and really drew us in with his huge hits in his catalog, which I definitely was very shocked that he didn't take use of. Even with the story that he was trying to portray with his performance, I feel as though there were several huge songs that could have been included. There were so many big songs that he left out of the story that would have added more to it and really brought in that aspect of fun. Not saying that fun is necessary, but you know, with the halftime show, like I said, that whole tradition of it being a spectacle, and you want to be able to pull us all in. I mean, I feel like this performance is going to be something that is not going to be widely received well. It's not going to be received well by many. It's going to be considered one of those performances where it's not bad. This performance checks off on so many boxes. So many boxes. Visually stunning. The choreography was amazing. The symbolism was there. It was just well done. Now, that aside, the notes that I and Shaquille came to an agreement on were basically, you know, like I said, the set list. The set list definitely needed some work. It definitely needed some work. We could have added more punch to the set list. That was just the biggest thing that I took away as far as just watching the performance. Now, like I said, when I initially watched it, it was just beautiful. The All the Stars moment, oh, so done. I teared up when they got to All the Stars. But I feel like All the Stars was the only moment in the performance where I really felt like that was like a very like touching moment. Them trolling and teasing Not Like Us, it was cute at first, I'm going to be honest. But after a while, it was like, okay, let's just get to the point, because we all know what song everyone wants to hear. We know what we want to hear, so let's go ahead and get to it. So that whole aspect of Not Like Us in the performance felt somewhat anticlimactic, because this was something that the media had been teasing. You know, they were wondering, would he perform it? Would he not perform it? Everyone was just on edge wanting to know, will he perform it? Will he not perform it? You know, with Drake's team threatening to sue him, it was kind of given no, but he did it. And when he did it, you know, it was good, but excuse me, I felt like with us waiting for this moment, I thought it would be bigger. And it just kind of seemed like it somewhat fell flat. Not completely, but it was just meh. It was meh. The Not Like Us moment was just meh. And I feel like the ending of the performance was a bit abrupt. It seemed like he more so focused on his newer material versus digging really deep into his catalog. Because at some point, I just was kind of, you know, like I said, let me preface this by saying I'm not a huge Kendrick fan. I'm more so a fan of Kendrick in the aspect of just being an entertainer and as a performer. So when it comes to his actual catalog, I don't know it that well. So for someone like me watching Kendrick Lamar like really perform on a stage like this, I would expect him to pull out his biggest hits, what's most known. Not saying, you know, you have to do that, but I don't think Kendrick is at that level as an entertainer or performer where he can take the risk of doing deep cuts. It's a risk. When you do the halftime show, you just have those 13 to 15 minutes to just give us your best in your catalog. And I feel like he slightly missed the mark when it came to that. The set list was like probably the one thing I feel like had some tuning up. It really could have just taken this performance from great to mind-blowing. It was great. And it's frustrating me because I wasn't expecting to get to this point with my review, but here we are. I loved it just from a visual standpoint, like I said, but I don't know. I didn't walk away wanting to like really, I don't know, it's really hard. I'm going to have to rewatch it again and maybe a couple more times till I really am able to fully appreciate it. Like, it feels like a painting. Like, I feel as though I watched a live painting being made. Like, the way he made us feel as though we were a part of the performance, the camera work was amazing. The camera work was just A1. Shout out to the production team. Y'all did your big one. Y'all definitely did your big one. But yeah, it's kind of perplexing me in a sense, because as much as I want to give Kendrick his 10s, I can't, because when I think of the halftime show and think of previous halftime performers, they put on a show. And Kendrick put on a show, but I feel as though I walked away wanting more. That's just the best way to put it. Kendrick did not exceed my expectations. He met them. And I feel as though for the halftime show, you have to exceed our expectations. You have to go above. And I feel as though there are so many performances that he has in his arsenal that one could say are better than the halftime show. Yeah, he definitely has performances that I would consider far better than this halftime show. Once again, that does not take away from the fact that it was a great show. But like I mentioned on the live, I feel as though this is a performance that would have probably fared well with like the VMAs or the Grammys. What I got from the performance was it gave me like more so a medley of his new project with sprinkles of past work. That's what I pretty much got from it. SZA looked amazing. Her mom was nice. Although I feel like the Luther moment was a bit prolonged, we could have cut that. We definitely could have cut that part. And I feel as though her in the performance was highlighted just a bit too long. I would have done well with her just having kind of like a high and by moment, but it kind of went from her being a cameo to now it was the Kendrick and SZA halftime show for a brief moment. Serena Williams coming out and just killing that heel toe. Like, come on now, you got Serena Williams. And even with that moment, it still felt like that wasn't highlighted, or I don't know. I feel like even with the Serena Williams cameo, although I loved it and I was gagged, I still feel like even that didn't like fully wow me. Like, it was a moment that kind of gagged me, but like, you know, I was a bit like, whoa, like that's Serena Williams. But other than that, it's like even after that moment, the momentum and the, it just didn't go up. It's like this performance just had moments of being like, meh. We didn't really go on a roll. He didn't really take us on a roller coaster with his performance. I feel like we kind of started off on a slow. We started at a slow pace that kind of slightly built itself up, and then it kind of simmered down a little bit, and then it slightly built itself back up. Then we kind of had like a, you know, like a hey moment, and then it felt like we kind of went back. Like, it just really felt like we just kind of kept going back to like a muted feeling of like, oh, okay, we're back serious. Like, it felt like we were watching a lecture. And we weren't really allowed to laugh or like smile. It was, you know, I consider Kendrick Lamar hip hop's Care Bear, and he is a mad Care Bear. He is very mad. If it's anything, the hate he has for Drake should be studied. It should be studied, because honestly, this performance, it was so, he trolled so much his whole performance. And it also, that's another thing I didn't really care too much of, is the whole trolling aspect towards Drake, because this is your big moment. Hopefully after this halftime show, we just really just can get over this whole Not Like Us Drake and Kendrick situation, because it has ran its course. It has really ran its course. I'm not unsatisfied, but I'm not fully satisfied. I feel as though Kendrick really should have had more fun with this performance. I would have loved if he would have had more fun with his performance. I wanted less SZA. And also, where were the fireworks? I do not recall seeing a single firework or like any type of like huge production outside of what was going on the field. You know, normally we have so much going on. Like, there may be like some drones or something that really like heightens the performance and takes it beyond the Superdome. And it just didn't really feel like that. It felt like we just stayed with him on the ground in that moment. Like I said, it was good. And I felt as though I was watching an actual, like, when I said this camera work was so nasty, that camera work was nasty. It kind of feels as though looking at Kendrick's performance and looking at last year's performer, it seems as though both artists could have taken from the other, where Usher could have edited down his performance. His set list was amazing. And this is just for comparison reason, because Usher was the most recent performer. But with Usher, He just needed editing in the sense of production, but the set list was amazing. Usher's set list was amazing. He just needed editing with his production. Whereas Kendrick Lamar, he just needed adjustments with his set list because his production was A1, visually stunning, just amazing camera work. Like, it just looked perfect. The set list just needed work. Whoever they choose to do it next year, I'm hoping that they do their homework now. I nominate Miley Cyrus as next year's performer. I would love for her to bring out Hannah Montana, go ahead and dust that wig off, give us the best of both worlds, and knock it out the park. If not her, I can see it being either Taylor Swift or someone like Pink. Those are my three candidates for next year's performer. What were your thoughts, cousins? Did you like the performance? Who do you want to be next year's halftime performer? Let us know. Other than that, make sure you take care of yourself, and we out this thing. Peace.